The first ever wedding in the TVD and Originals universe where no one died yet. We're going to talk all about that and more, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Originals After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Today, we're going to be breaking down Season 5, Episode 11, titled, Till the Day I Die. I am Sam Davidson. Roxy is at Comic-Con. She's not here with us. And chat mistress asked to remain chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone.
I am still your chat mistress for the day, although because it's just me and Sam, I will not be paying as close of attention to you all. But just know that I still love you in my hearts, and I wish I was with you.
Yes, I was like, don't abandon me. Don't do it. So my fault.
And I'm sure that Roxy missing this week because she's at Comic-Con, which I'm super jealous about right now.
Me too.
But I'm sure she'll be bringing us back a lot of little tidbits about Legacies next week because they're going to be there.
I can't wait.
Yes.
I honestly can't wait. We're going to be talking all about everything that happened. The return of Davina.
Yes.
Thank God.
Finally.
And a not-so-red wedding. Everything seems to be okay, which terrifies me.
With a title like Till the Day I Die, and there actually being no death in this episode, I'm very proud of them.
I know.
Because it's kind of misleading because it's like, okay, who's dying next? Is it Vincent? Because I'm leaving.
I know.
But no one died.
No one died. And we got brotherly bonding that we've been waiting for so long. And then, of course, our special segment, Fiercest Moment of the Week, which there were a ton. So what did you think overall of this episode?
I liked this episode. It was a nice, relaxing kind of time instead of all the stress that we've been going through with, you know, fighting and witches and vampires and werewolves and death. It was just nice to kind of have a happy moment, but of course in true Originals form they also found a way to, you know, give us the whole Hope's dying kind of storyline, which I'm okay with, but also because I know Legacies is coming, I'm not worried. So that's the part about knowing that a show is coming, the spinoff is coming, the stakes aren't as high. Because I already know that, okay, Hope's going to survive. She's starring in a new show.
Yeah, unless it's like on the other side, which I've suggested, which would be very cool, but that's not what this is.
If they said, Klaus is dying from the inside out, I'm worried now. But because it's Hope, I'm not worried.
Yeah, you know, I always say I miss happy episodes, but first of all, I wasn't able to enjoy myself for most of the episode because I was so nervous something horrific was going to happen. And yeah, we know she's going to survive, and it's just kind of anticlimactic, and I did think a wedding at this time was a bit inappropriate. I feel as if I were one of the siblings, I'd say, hey, like, let's, you know, maybe give it a couple months. Everyone just died, like, yesterday.
Hey, when there's death, you need to celebrate something and bring happiness and take a break from all the mourning and have a reason to be happy.
Yes.
For a little bit, at least.
I agree.
For now.
I was happy that Davina was back.
Yes, Davina! Which I know Roxy's really sad that she's missing.
I know.
Davina talk.
You guys,
Colvina.
You guys talked to her a couple years ago, right?
Yes.
I don't think I was here then. I'm obsessed with her. She's amazing. So she kind of comes to Hope's aid because Hope is mourning the man that she killed. It's really sad. Klaus asks Davina to come. She does and takes her tears and tries to make some spell. Now, okay, first time of the week, Sam's confused. So
just number one.
Yeah.
Just the first time.
Yeah.
There's many more.
I have a couple
worry.
Things in all caps that are just like, what? And I read, you know, I read all the recaps, but what confused me, so she was trying to get a page from Esther's spell book for to... You don't know. Do you not know, T?
I'm just going to wait for you to... I'm
okay.
Seeing where this is going.
Okay. So she was trying to take a page from her spell book to help cure Hope. But then did she have the spell book or was she getting it? Because then it burned... So basically she did the spell from Esther's book and everything just burned into ashes.
I was a little confused by that as well.
Oh, okay.
Because everything burned and she said, it's gone. And then she's like, that means that Davina's being attacked from the inside out. So I didn't quite understand how the things were connected, but
yeah.
I'm assuming that the spell worked and so she got an answer.
See, let me just say, the Sam's Confused that happens every week, everyone makes fun of me at first, and then they go, yeah, I was wondering the same thing. I'm just the one with the balls to ask. Thank you.
I mean, I was just wondering what part you were... Where confused. We were getting...
Well, because was like, I need to find Esther's spell grimoire. But I'm like, but don't you have it right in front of you? What are you reading from?
Maybe that was hers.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a little confusing. Let us know if anyone does have any more insight into that in the chat. You're allowed, Tiana, to talk to them and
thank you.
tell us what they say. But yes, she is dying from the inside out, and there's no cure. I have never once on any of these shows.
Sorry to interrupt. Nicholas Kelly, thank you. Says, no, Davina created this transcription spell and that she tried to find a cure for Hope by searching for tracing through Esther's many grimoires.
Boom.
So it just is, she was looking for a specific page in the grimoire, Nas says. And then Nicholas Kelly continues, and then by using the magical signature from Hope's tears, which... imbued with the Hollow's essences. So she was
so
looking
smart.
For it.
You smart.
Y'all are smart.
That's just nuts. I mean, my friends make fun of me because they don't watch these shows, and I talk about it sometimes, and they're like, all these things you say are crazy. How do you know what that is? But these dudes, they really are on point.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Nicholas Kelly and everyone else. They're accepting that Hope is going to die immediately. I'm kind of confused because there's never been a time when anyone goes, okay, there's nothing we can do.
I didn't see it as acceptance. I sensed it as like, let's push that off for another day because Klaus said he didn't want to have to think about it. He didn't want to have to tell anyone, especially because I think in this moment he realizes that everyone needs a win right now. And getting through this wedding is what's more important, and we can get back to the Hope stuff later.
And even though Klaus is like a million years old, however old he is, I feel I've seen him grow so much from the character being introduced in The Vampire Diaries to what he is now, the fact that he knows when to kind of silence himself for the good of others.
And just watching him be a father tonight to her, and that concerned father look that he kept giving her, he's constantly... looking for her. He goes to Davina, who absolutely hates him, and Davina's like, yo, I'm kind of over here mourning the loss of my best friend, dude, how about you give me a second? He's like, look, it's about Hope, like, I'm concerned, this is, you know, that was such a fatherly thing to do, and it's really nice to see him kind of really honing in and accepting his role in her life, because, you know, he spent so many years away from her. And now they're reestablishing that relationship, and it's really cute.
Okay, so the first thing that came to my mind, though, when Klaus went to Cole's in Davina's apartment, was that where do they live exactly, and did he just vamp speed there?
For Cole and Davina?
Yeah, because they always act like Cole and Davina are kind of far away. Did he hop on a plane? He probably vamp speeded.
I don't know. They've been using a lot of planes recently.
Guess. So, I just can't see Klaus. I mean, I guess he would compel to do private, probably.
Yeah, because I could see Davina being like, nah, dude, we're just going to fly.
Yeah.
We're going to go see family. We're going to fly over.
I guess.
And, I mean, she was really coming for Josh, which I wish we had gotten to see a little bit of a funeral for Josh.
Yeah, we saw like a half, you know, we're going to wear black and see a photo. But it was just cut short by everything else.
Yeah, there's a lot more to do. We only have two episodes left, so it's kind of like, we don't have a lot of time to deal with that little things. It happened. There was a funeral. Davina's in town. Clearly, something happened for him.
Exactly.
Moving on.
Well, we also have a lot of other stuff here at the network we wanted to tell you guys about.
Yes, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And if you let us know that you did so in the comments, we'll thank you on air. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, and we've seen a lot of you guys commented that you've subscribed, and we're going to do a whole segment, probably in the finale or something, last episode, to give you guys a proper shout-out. So thank you so much for that. Next, let's talk about Marcel and Declan. So Declan all of a sudden got a really weird, like, Spider-Man 3 emo haircut in the past episode. Tiana. Okay, didn't you think his haircut was bizarre, Declan's? It looked way emo.
It did look very emo, but I thought it was because he didn't do his hair.
It looked like he did it on purpose.
Oh, I thought it was more, I've been angsty all this time going into my uncle's journals and reading, and I've been so possessed by that that I haven't had any self-care maintenance.
Well, see, it looked so, I think that was probably the makeup and hair department's fault, because it really looked like, oh, I just went through a breakthrough, just gave myself some edge with his haircut and a lot of eye makeup. But besides that, I mean, I guess he's tired. And Marcel and him are having drinks to commemorate Josh. And then he basically says he knows all about him. He read the journals. What? I was really hoping he was going to be pure evil.
I don't know. I think it's kind of convenient how we're wrapping this up. I'm interested to see where this is going. Because we've introduced this new character. He was a big part of Haley's life. He is now in there. He's now... Oh, I know about the vampires. I'm going to alert the humans and let everyone know. But where is this going? What's the end game? Oh, maybe over to Legacies.
Maybe.
Because it's just like, okay, he knows. So now are we saying, bye, dude? Like, we don't care anymore? Your fiance is gone, so why do we care about you? Because we barely know you?
I know. And I think that was a bit of a fault on their part. Like I said, not giving us flashbacks of Haley and Declan to really get us attached to this character, because we aren't. And that's why at first I thought, oh, maybe he's a villain. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he is. I think they just want us to care more about him than he does.
Yeah, it's like they're pushing him on us almost. And hello, I'd rather have Josh back to talk about him a little bit more instead of Declan. Why do I need to care about Declan? And I think maybe because of Legacies could be a good call. But other than that, why is he still here? Let's just write him off like we did with old girl that Elijah was, you know, sleeping with.
Oh, yeah. That, like, Elijah was sleeping
with. Let's send him away. Go back to Ireland. Bye, Felicia. You out.
Well, I like that the Davina, though, brought out that side of Marcel that said, you've been doing this wrong for so, so long. Mm-hmm. And this is your opportunity to kind of make it right. So if it's not Legacies, I think it's just that we might be able to leave the city of New Orleans as, like, those characters might leave and us as viewers, and everything's going to kind of be taken care of, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, I like that she brought up, you know, the Josh situation of, hey, Marcel, you know, you've been doing it wrong, because my philosophy in life is, if there seems to be a constant problem in your life and you are the one consistent person involved and you're the common denominator, as they use in math, you're probably the problem and you should try a different approach. So I was very happy that Marcel is trying a different approach and he's realizing the error of his ways, which I feel most of these seasons is about. Hey, Marcel, yeah, you're trying to do good, but you keep doing it the wrong way.
Yeah.
So why don't you try switching it up? And it's sad that it took Josh's death for him to really understand that.
I know. I think I rewatched it the other day and I was just thinking, was there really no time? Really? they couldn't have, you know, why did, I think Josh just gave up. I don't know, that second look, but can't get over it. I can't get over any of these things. But what I seriously was devastated watching Haley and Elijah flashback scenes, I felt like I was going to vomit. I was so upset. And I've watched it twice.
And you felt like you were going to vomit both times you watched it?
Yeah. I was just like, oh, this hurts. This hurts so badly.
It hurt. And it hurt even more when he finally told Klaus. You know, like, I knew who she was in that moment, but I could only think secret spy of the family. That made it even worse, because here I am just watching the memories like, oh, he's remembering. Okay, like, yes, at least they had these moments together that he can kind of treasure. And then he tells Klaus, oh, yeah, I recognized her in the house because she came to visit me. And I still went through it. Then I'm like, aw, damn it, Gina, you just ruined it again.
Yeah, it's like...
Gina is Elijah in that scenario.
Like, Elijah, you really do need to die, dude. I mean, if anyone can take this, and I do, I'll talk about a little more predictions, but all of this, I'll meet you in another life, and I just, I'm pretty sure this is how it's going to end, and they're going to be dancing together. Oh,
oh, that would be so great. Yeah. There's a lot of talk in the chat that I've seen going by talking about the foreshadowing of all of these scenes with them and talking about how, you know, we'll meet in another lifetime.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. Okay. Just seeing, you know, it's very foreshadowy.
It is. Feels. I hope so. And she's Andrea. It's Andrea. Is that what she said she was? Yes. And that is her OG name from when she was born. And I did love it, though. It was really nice, and I was so annoyed. Oh, my girlfriend. Ugh, is that Antoinette? Is that who he was talking about?
Yes.
So he's annoying.
I know. Ugh, Antoinette, still on the way even when you're not here.
Exactly.
Just leave already.
If she wasn't there and they would have had, and she didn't exist, would they have had some one-night romp love affair?
I was thinking about this, and I think that Haley wouldn't have let it go there.
Yeah, she would have just vamped out real quick.
Yeah, because... it's one thing that he doesn't remember who she is, but she still remembers who he is. And if she's trying to get any kind of closure for herself, sleeping with him or doing anything more than just hanging out like Klaus did with him and all the siblings have gone to visit him, as we've learned, I think anything more than that, it would have just ended up hurting her and making it harder for her to move on with her life and raise hope.
I guess. It's just very frustrating that this... their romance was teased in the Vampire Diaries. It has been around for so long and has been kind of the pinnacle for the first few years of this entire show. Yes. And it just sucks that they did this to us.
And Ivan Soto in the chat said they fell in love even with Elijah not having his memories at that time, which I will say this because everyone knows that I was against Elijah and Haley at the beginning because, you know, I had my werewolf love affair that I was rooting
woof,
for.
Woof.
Werewolf love affair.
I think we should just call them woof woofs.
The woof woofs. So seeing them still have this strong connection, even with him not knowing who she is, just proves that they are meant to be. As hard as it hurts to say that. It does. It hurts to say it, but I see it.
Do you think she's like keeping Jackson as a side piece in heaven until Elijah gets there?
She's gonna let Jackson move on with his life finally in heaven.
I hope so.
In
wolf heaven. So. But yeah, that moment when Elijah and Klaus talked about how he knew, it was really upsetting, but I guess what else was he supposed to do in his mind? And I also think no one's putting blame on anybody else for taking his memories away. That was everyone's choice. It was a stupid choice. And it's not like he just did it on his own.
Well, he went to Marcel and did it without permission.
Okay, so it's Marcel's fault, too, then.
It's Marcel's fault, too. And I agree. I don't know what else he was supposed to do in that moment, because if you walk into a situation where you see someone who you randomly met at a bar, hit it off with, and all of a sudden your girlfriend's like, this family's attacking my family and they're the wrong ones here. Why wouldn't you think she was some sort of double agent who maybe years ago came to spy on you and get intel, and now she's used that against you?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Like, mentally, the state he was in mentally, he did what he should have done. It hurts us and it hurts our family over here, but in his mind, in that moment, he was in the right. So how can I be... I can't be so mad with him.
I'm mad
at the actions that happened before getting to there.
Yes, me too. I did not like that. I don't think Antoinette was good for him. I think she rubbed off negatively on him.
Yes.
Well, of course, we have to talk about the Freeland wedding. Feeling for Freeland.
Meeting at the altar. Oh, Freeland, Keelan, Beelan.
Meelan, Stealing. That's it. I don't know.
I'm sorry, we're not as good at this as Roxy is, apparently.
Thank God for that.
But I'm pretty sure she just makes up words. I don't think half the words she says are actual, like, dictionary.com words.
She makes them sound real, so good for her. So we have this, what I thought was, I don't want to say inappropriate. I just think some more. I get it. It's the last few episodes. I don't know why I'm being realistic about a show with vampires, werewolves, hybrids, tribrids. Which is, I think that covers it.
Yes.
So, But we have a very pretty wedding that they stole from somebody else. You know, karma, guys. Karma.
Wait, so I need to talk about this.
Yes.
Because as someone who is not married, but has seen many friends get married and all that stuff, and with Freya being the kind-hearted person.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. There was just a bug in my kombucha, and I almost put it in my mouth, and I just threw it out. That was disgusting. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. So, you know, we have all this going on, and I'm just... Freya is a nice person. So her being okay with stealing someone's wedding that has been being planned for a year? I'm just like... I mean, I know we need a location. We got to do what we got to do. But this was someone's wedding. That they put so much time and energy into this. And we're just going to compel them to be like, nah, you ain't getting married today. Like,
it's not that hard. They literally had 10 people there. Okay? It wasn't like Caroline and Stefan's wedding.
Exactly.
10 people. They could have easily in one day gone and done something beautiful and put some work into it. Mm-hmm. But... they stole it.
They stole a wedding, and I just feel so bad the other bride.
It was a beautiful, beautiful wedding. I mean, God, not very nice. And there is part of me with all of the stuff with Freeland this episode, and I do think they're a beautiful couple, and they send such an amazing message. I couldn't help but think about how she had kidnapped and, like, beat her for months. And that's how they felt.
Sam, we're moving past that. We can't think about all the terrible things that this family does and then finds love in that terribleness.
I guess I wish they would at least acknowledge, you know, because I think I have Stockholm Syndrome, or I love you, but this was messed up when we started. But they started romanticizing, I felt like, the way that they met a little bit, and I just can't help but think that was a pretty messed up way to meet.
I 1,000% agree with you. I'm just also thinking, I'm still over here rooting for Klaus every single time, and he does nothing but terrible things all the time. This whole family is sick in the head, and...
But this is the reason why he's alone.
This is true.
Like, no one has ever been... Caroline still is like, I think I might love you, but no.
I just feel like this was something that, you know, they maybe didn't mean to happen initially.
They just had chemistry, and
the chemistry was there, it worked, and then they're like, crap, you know what, we're just going to forget that she was once a prisoner, and this is like Beauty and the Beast all over again.
It really is. Except that Freya has always been hot. That is true. But, you know, we get, though, just real life conversations that a couple would have about having children. And they're going to adopt? I mean, they can't have... Well, I'm just trying to think exactly what they're talking about.
I mean, they can... They both are not vampires, so they can still get pregnant. So they could get egg donor or sperm donors and do it that way, because
Freeland in all of their names.
Yes, but one of Keelan's big things that she said to her was, I didn't want to have kids because I never wanted to pass along my wolf gene. And so in my head, I'm thinking, well, I mean, one way to get around that is to adopt.
Yes.
But also that means that she thought about her actually carrying a child.
Yeah.
So they have many options. And it's like, hey, if you don't want to pass along the crazy that runs on both sides of this family, you could just adopt. But then you're bringing a normal human into this supernatural world of craziness. And is that fair to that child?
No. And how are they going to make it? They have no weapons of their own if they adopt a human. So I don't know. I do understand the point of not wanting to bring anybody into this torturous world.
Billie Jean Girl 24 said, was anyone worried that the wedding wasn't going to happen? And I thought about this as I was watching the episode. And then once again, because we live in the world of the internet, we saw wedding photos of them standing there with Cole last week that were released. So no, I was like, this fight is stupid. Once again, I know you're still getting married, so it's an anticlimactic fight because I know it's going to be resolved in 2 seconds.
Yeah, and it was. Rebecca talked to her and, you know, said some very beautiful things about not carrying over everything that's happened to them. Yeah. And she said that Freya has, like, basically been the only sibling that is always trying to protect everybody.
Mm-hmm. And she'd be a great mom. But I was really sad that Vincent, you know, decided to skip town.
But, again, inappropriate. Your best friend, who you're asking to be your best man... literally loses the love of his life two times in a row. She's alive. She's dead. She's dead. And Josh, I think that was a selfish thing for her to ask him.
Yes and no. It goes back to the whole we need something to be happy about. And in wedding etiquette terms, are you allowed to say no to being a best man or maid of honor?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are? Because I feel like if someone's...
Tiana's been in a lot of weddings, you guys. She does not know how to say no.
I
don't know how to
say no. Because I feel like if out of all your friends, you're coming to me as someone that you're asking to be involved in your very special day, that takes a lot to ask of me and that I should at least try to be part of it.
I don't know. I understand where Vincent's coming from. He go like, yeah. He probably was like, "Do you want me up there crying, thinking I'll never get this with Ivy?"
And I understand him saying no to being the best man. He could have stuck around for a couple more hours to at least still be there for his friend while she got married.
I mean, we saw in previews for next week. He's not gone.
Yeah,
but he should have been there.
He should have been at the wedding at least.
Ivy would have wanted him to be at the wedding, I think. We got a quick little Marcel and Rebecca moment. I just wanted to give a shout out to. There's hope.
There's hope. Maybe we'll get another wedding in the finale.
I don't know.
Another stolen wedding. That's what we're rooting for here.
No, maybe they'll actually be cool and do it themselves.
I mean, Rebecca's like a Caroline. She could pull together a wedding very quickly without compelling people to
she'll put on some beautiful flower crown and just be like, whatever.
She'll do it at the huge mansion that we own, guys. That's a gorgeous venue for a wedding.
And that's where they met.
Yes. I mean, there have also been a lot of massacres and murders there, so maybe not the place you want to start your happily ever after.
You know.
Now that I think about it.
A lot of sage will do the trick, maybe. But poor Hope, they're just letting her get wasted. Is it because that most of them know that she's dying and they go, well, I mean, she's 15, but she also is the most powerful being. They're probably like, whatever works.
And I mean, we've all been 15 at a wedding. Your parents are like, okay, you can have like one glass of wine and you think it's so cool. I mean, that was never my parents. Who am I talking about? My parents don't drink, so they never let us drink. But I have friends whose parents be like, okay, you can have a glass of champagne. I don't know how many she was throwing back, though, because it was implied that she had had a lot of champagne.
Well, and Davina said, too, when they'd spoken earlier, oh, I can make you a tea. Champagne is great. Because I've heard for psychics and things, not that Hope is a psychic, but for witchy related, that drinking kind of numbs their ability to, like, see things. Yeah, so a lot of psychics drink a lot because they don't want to be bothered by dead people all the time.
Well, I mean.
So related to witches, kind of, I don't know, that's kind of interesting. So she makes a speech. Now she feels like she's a part of Always and Forever, and everyone's dying inside, and so is she. But sorry.
Ding.
Too soon.
But she's not going to die, so exactly. We can joke about it.
Thank you. Don't get mad at me, guys, because she's not going to die. We know she has her own show after this. And, of course, then the final scene with Klaus and Hope, and then Klaus and Elijah. Klaus and Hope is, you know, he can't tell her. And she's happy. But what is she going to do, be drunk all the time?
It's the first time since her mom died that she...
smiles.
Yeah. She's smiling and actually getting to enjoy being a 15-year-old girl. So I can see why Klaus didn't want to ruin that moment for her. And... we all know he's probably going to try and keep it from her as long as possible, which is then going to cause a fight because he always overdoes it. Just that one step. It's like, okay, don't tell her today because she's really happy, but maybe tomorrow you should open up a little bit. But it's Klaus. He's not going to do it. He never does it the right way.
I know. And I'm just scared about what's going to happen.
And that hug with Klaus and Elijah broke my heart. I was just like,
but she's my daughter.
The brotherly love that I've been waiting
over for. Over the New Orleans balcony.
It was just so fitting. Those two have been through so much.
I know.
Been through so much. And it was a really brotherly love moment that we needed a little bit of going into the final two because everyone's been so mad at Elijah and he's been so mad at himself.
Yeah.
And keeping his distance from his family. And this was the first kind of like, okay, I'm here. And when he showed up to walk Freya down the aisle, and they did it together. Another moment, I'm like, oh my god, this is what family's all about.
I know. If we were only all vampires, it would not work out, but then it would, and then they're probably going to fight again in 100 years, and it's going to be a whole thing. But it... Again, another game. Drink every time Sam talks about the Vampire Diaries. So, but it was just very Stefan and Damon.
Yeah.
I really felt that. It's all about brothers and all about love. But that wraps it up for this episode. We still, of course, have our special segment coming up right now, which is Fiercest Moment of the Week.
Beyonce, y'all.
We are such good dancers.
Texas, Bama.
All right.
Fiercest moment. Oh my
gosh. This is the part where we talk about who was the fiercest this episode. What was the moment that they were the fiercest? Do you don't know.
You go first. I have to narrow mine down. There were so many.
I know. Okay, me too. All right. So my fiercest moment is actually Haley in the past, going back and finding her man on the DL, flirting with him, dancing with him, and then just like ghosting.
Yeah.
It's pretty fierce.
And I know that I said that he serves no purpose and I don't want him around anymore, but Declan calling out Marcel alone at a bar when he knows that's a vampire who could snap his neck at any second was pretty fierce.
Like, it was.
That takes some big cojones to confront a vampire and then be when he tries to compel you, be like, huh, yeah, know about that too, bruh. I mean, he did end up, you know, chained to a chair, but he stood up for himself. And as a human doing that to a vampire, I always give mad respect to that.
Yes, I'll show hashtag vervain.
Yes, hashtag vervain for the win, y'all.
Yes, gotta love that. Are there any from the chat?
I see Glow loves Jomo, fiercest moment, Davina and Cole trying to find a solution for Hope. That was such a cute scene with them working together. They're so cute as a married couple. I kind of wish that they were together in real life.
Was that you talking or Glow? Flo-mo?
Oh, sorry. That was a continuation. That was my thoughts afterwards. They're a cute couple and I wish that they were together
me too.
In real life. Tamisha's vlogs, fiercest moment at the end, Klaus single tear.
Ooh.
That, as an actor, that's a hard thing to pull off. Even when I'm crying and sad, do you ever like think, okay, if I was like on a set right now, how crazy would I look? I don't know. Sometimes when I'm crying, I'm just like, I'm not doing the single tear. I'm like, I just look terrible when I cry, but I'm constantly thinking like, how do actors do that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably just fake tears.
That's probably it.
Sorry.
Billie Jean Girl 24, fiercest moment, I think, was Rebecca being there for Freya. That was a very nice sisterly moment, too. And Nicholas Kelly says Davina in her skills and her skills in spell crafting and casting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did for a moment. I was doing the hands as I was watching. I was like, yes, I wish I could do that. And how much fun as an actor would that be to just, it's like, do it, you know?
Yeah.
For those listening, I'm doing a really bad job. It looks like claw hands, but it's the witchy hands that they do.
The witchy hands.
So next, we have some news and gossip for you guys.
Well, I forgot about that part. All right, guys. So yesterday, they started shooting Legacies in Atlanta, and Julie Plec posted this photo on her Instagram with the, what's the clapper?
The slate.
And you can see the logo of the show up there, and she just said day one. She also, if you follow her on Instagram, her whole story for the last 24 hours has been behind the scenes set stuff. I'm not computer savvy enough to know how to like save that to play it on the show. So you just have to go check out her Instagram story as well, because she's got beautiful shots with Danielle there. She's in the Salvatore house, and she's like, this is the kitchen, which has got an update because now it has to be able to feed a whole school, and here's the main room.
So it's not the same place though.
No, it's
the actual place they shot, think?
I mean, it's still the set of what were they shot, interiors at least.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's like, here I am. This looks familiar. It's all Salvatore house. So it was really cool. So I definitely suggest you doing that. And then also a dear AfterBuzz friend of ours, Erica Shannon, who used to host here, sent me this video that she found from TV Guide of the casting goodbye to their fans. So let's take a little look.
I just wanted to say thank you so much to all of the fans for sticking with us over all of these years. It's been such an amazing journey, and we would not be here without you. And your love and your support and your kindness does not go unnoticed. We talk about it all the time, and I will remember it for the rest of my life. So thank you so much for joining us on this wild ride.
First of all, I want to thank you for coming on this journey with us. We are so, so blessed. I've met so many people that are passionate about the show, and, you know, I think the one thing that I've found inspiring and great about that is that I've seen how it's worked in people's lives when they're struggling and they need an escape, that they've come and watched our show, and it's kind of given them a reason not to think about the things that they may be struggling with in their life. And so thank you for your support, not just for the show, but for us as individuals and the things that we've become passionate about.
Yeah, so sure. You guys can go check that out. It's on YouTube. TV Guide also posted it. It's like a 4-minute video, all the cast members giving their goodbye. I watched it and I did cry. So be prepared, have a box of tissues next to you, because it's just their way of saying thank you. You know, it's been 5 seasons for some of them, even more because they came from Vampire Diaries first. So it's just, it's a really sweet message and a great way for them to say thank you to all of us, the fans.
But they could maybe somehow come back in Legacies if they wanted to.
Well, we don't know who's surviving yet besides Hope.
I know. Okay. You're right. Well,
yeah.
On that note, let's get in. Or are we, do we have any more?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Let's get into some predictions.
And now, AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'm not gonna lie, I did not see the next week on for this, but someone in the chat just said, Derek Hogan said, the next episode is technically the backdoor pilot for Legacy, because we're supposed to meet the cast for that series, including the Saltzman twins. So
that's exciting. Supposed to be little biatches, aren't they? I think like Caroline, probably.
Oh yeah, I mean, like season 1 Caroline?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I could totally see that.
Anything else? Just that you're going to meet the Saltzman twins?
We're going to meet the Saltzman twins. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
I feel like I'm just going to keep saying that I feel like if we're going to lose
who?
The whole family, that Elijah will be the one person who's still around.
I think it's going to be the opposite, and that there was so much foreshadowing in this with him being able to meet Haley in another life, and I think we're going to see him sacrifice himself for Hope and, you know, take it over in some way, and then that is kind of going to be his, not his punishment, but like him earning himself back to be able to be in, you know, heaven or wherever it is, wherever mm-hmm. Haley is, him doing that, sacrificing himself. I have the psychic TV chills right now. I do. It's happening. Okay. So then he's going to meet Haley and they're not going to fight anymore because she saved her daughter. So I think that, yeah. And I'm excited to see all the stuff going on with Hope. I am also scared Klaus is going to die. Maybe it could be they both need to die to take it over because it's so strong.
Well, I mean, one thing that happened in this episode, too, is they talked about how Hope talked about how she's scared to turn.
Yes.
So I think her turning, I feel like Klaus needs to be around to help her through that. So if that doesn't happen here, then I would like to see him survive so we can see him on Legacies.
Yes. But, I mean, we're going to want him all the time is the problem. And he is not going to be on that show full time. So
yeah,
I'm afraid he's going to maybe not make it. But that wraps it up for this week of the Originals After Show. Thank you all so, so much for tuning in. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe. We love, love, love always hearing your feedback. Where can everyone find you on social media?
You can find me at the Tiana Hobson. Thank you to everyone in the chat. I tried to read as much as I could.
You did a good job.
Thank you. I felt like I was very present. There was maybe a couple times where I drifted off into the netherworlds, but at the Tiana Hobson across all social media.
And we love and miss you, Roxy Stryer.
And one more thing, sorry. Next week, announcement, we're moving our show for the next for the final 2 weeks. We will be at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time instead of the 2 o'clock spot like usual. So the last 2 episodes will be at 1 p.m. on Thursdays.
Yes, and I will be gone next week. I'll miss you guys dearly. I will be back for the finale, though. Don't you worry. You can find me, Sam Davidson, SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. We'll see you guys next week, or they will. Bye.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.